With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Speaker Mike Johnson reveals the day one House GOP plan for President Trump's second term. Bernie Bennett has more.
Speaker Mike Johnson touted the House Republicans' plan to deliver on President-elect Trump's campaign promises with a single large reconciliation bill during a Sunday talk show interview. Fresh off a narrow one-round victory being reelected as House Speaker, Johnson outlined an aggressive plan to immediately start working to put a budget reconciliation bill on Trump's desk within the first 100 days of his second term as president. Johnson then outlined plans to address border security, the economy, energy dominance, deregulation, and dismantling the deep state and a single legislative package. Bernie Bennett, Capitol Hill.
Also at SRNnews.com, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announces his resignation.
I intend to resign as party leader, as prime minister, after the party selects its next leader through a robust, nationwide, competitive process.
At least 53 people have died after a 7.1 magnitude earthquake hit a Tibetan region near Mount Everest. The U.S. Geological Survey said the epicenter of the quake was located in Nepal, along the mountainous border with Tibet and China. Data from the USGC show that Everest, the world's tallest mountain, itself experienced tremors of 4.5. Rescue teams of about 1,500 people have been deployed to help search for survivors and begin clearing wreckage. A major winter storm could dump over 4 inches of snow in Texas, a flashback to the 2021 deep freeze that left most of the state without power for weeks. An area from Dallas stretching to Austin expected to get snow beginning Thursday. The state's electrical grid manager issued a weather watch warning for the entire week. This is SRN News. Christian leaders in India send a letter.
It was addressed to Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and it calls on him to take action against the persecution of believers. More than 400 Indian clergymen and ministry leaders signed the letter, which points out that, quote, rising hate speech, especially from elected officials, has emboldened acts of violence against Christians. Mobs disrupt peaceful Christian gatherings and threaten believers with impunity. There was another surge in violence over the Christmas season. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The issue of males competing against females in sports is already being considered by the courts, but President Trump may take action of his own. The most immediate way he could do that would be in the way his administration interprets Title IX, the law best known for its role in pursuing gender equality in sports. Every administration has the authority to issue its own interpretations of the landmark legislation. This is SRN News. President Trump is not happy with the Biden administration's handling of the presidential transition.
The president-elect complains that Joe Biden is doing everything possible to make the transition as difficult as possible.
They're giving out trillions of dollars in nonsense, in Green New Deal crap.
Trump, who appeared on the Salem Radio Network, also wrote on social media that President Biden is signing ridiculous executive orders, orders he's promising to reverse. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Ultimate Fighting Championship CEO and Trump ally Dana White is joining Meta's board of directors. White said he's never been interested in joining a board of directors until now because he believes that social media and AI are the future. The illegal immigrant accused of setting a woman on fire on a New York City subway and then watching her burn to death is expected back in court today. More details at SRNnews.com.